It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. There's a dire shortage of medical trauma centers in Queens. With a population of more than 2 million, the borough has three centers serving adults. But Manhattan, with a population of just more than 1.5 million, has four centers. And in Far Rockaway, the southernmost part of Queens, the closest facility is almost 10 miles away. All that is according to New York City Health and Hospitals. Joining us now is Councilmember Sylvina Brooks-Powers. She represents parts of Southeast Queens and all of Far Rockaway. Also with us is Health and Hospitals President and CEO, Dr. Mitchell Katz. They both lead the Far Rockaway Trauma Healthcare Access Task Force that's working to add one facility to better serve the community. Thank you both for joining us. Councilmember Brooks-Powers, let's get started here. How did we get here? How did Queens and Far Rockaway in particular end up with so few trauma centers?
Thank you for that question. So following a commission study that was done well over a decade ago, Queens in particular saw a significant loss in hospital beds. Whether you think about Mary Immaculate Hospital in Jamaica, Queens, or Peninsula Hospital in Far Rockaway, as a result of that commission, the recommendation were for these hospitals to close. And what it did was it took away the sole trauma hospital on the Rockaway Peninsula.
So where do people in need of trauma care, where do they go now?
So currently, depending on, let's say the age, for example, will dictate where someone in trauma would go. So when Detective Diller was shot, he was transported to Jamaica Hospital. We had a 16-year-old who was shot and transported to Cohen's Hospital in Long Island.
Councilmember, what does the data say about the demand for another center?
Well, what we found, thanks to the support and expertise of Dr. Katz and several members on the task force that we formed, there is a need for trauma care, just in the sense that, for example, the Rockaway Peninsula is a geographically isolated community, but it's also a growing community when you look at the past census data. And so there is a need as it pertains to that. And I know Dr. Katz could go a little further into what the data showed us in terms of the trauma that has taken place in our community, which also doesn't fully paint the picture because there's an entire community in Rockaway that does not utilize our local hospitals. And we're working with that community to get the data fully, which is the Jewish community that is a pretty significant population on the Rockaway Peninsula as well. So when you lay those two data statistics together, it shows how much more critical it is needed in a community like Rockaway to be able to secure a trauma facility. And I will go as far as to say it won't only save lives in Rockaway. Neighboring communities such as Rosedale and Springfield Gardens, that takes almost the same amount of time, if not more, to get to Jamaica Hospital, could then be redirected to this facility in Rockaway.
Dr. Katz, I'll ask you the same thing.
Well, we know on a yearly basis there are over 15,000 EMS calls that originate in the Rockaways, and that over 700 of them represent serious trauma, where minutes matter. I mean, trauma requires immediate care because so often it involves blood loss. And the way you save lives is by stopping that blood loss as quickly as possible and pumping blood into the person. And so any of people who have commuted in a car in New York City knows what it means to say that someone is going to have to go off the Rockaway Peninsula and travel 10 miles to Jamaica Hospital in order to stop the bleeding.
Is there any question about whether there has been loss of life because you don't have enough trauma care centers there in that section of Queens?
When I first was elected, there was a 10-year-old boy, Justin Wallace, who was shot and transported to St. John's Hospital. And it was not for an effort of lack of trying that he passed away. When there was a young child that drowned, that we were told, had there been trauma care, that child could have survived. So there are countless stories where this is a reality of the Rockaways. And I often say, coming to Rockaway or living in Rockaway should not be a death sentence if you're in need of trauma care. And that's why I'm so proud of this council for calling on the administration to fully fund a level one or two trauma facility. We've done a lot of work on this. This task force has been in place since late 2022. We've done a lot of studies and communication with the communities, and we are really pushing forward for this to get done. It's my hope in this budget to be able to secure the funding, but there's been a lot of foundation set for this, even well beyond me being elected. Since the day that Peninsula Hospital closed, the community has been rallying for a trauma hospital.
Dr. Katz, as a medical provider, what criteria are you looking for when you all scope out potential locations here?
You really want it to be someplace you can get to fast. So you need excellent connections to other parts of the island, a wide street so that you can safely go with lights and sirens as quickly as possible. You want it to be centrally located. And I think there are at least two sites on the Rockaways that would do a good job of fulfilling those criteria.
Our guests have been Queens Council Member Sylvina Brooks Powers and Dr. Mitchell Katz, President and CEO of New York City Health and Hospitals. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.